first I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten.
Look away.
Look away. Away down south in Dixie. Isn't that you, 38?
86.
Come on.
Well, 38, it certainly is good to see you again. How's Mrs. 38?
Oh, just fine. We're expecting a little fraction soon. Oh, by the way, how's the chief these days? Still giving you all of those tough assignments?
Yes, I don't know what it is with the chief, but he's yet to give me an assignment that hasn't turned out to be a tough one.
Depends on you a lot, doesn't he? Tells you everything.
Everything? Well, not everything. He hasn't told me about the secret formula for the new supersonic warhead yet.
Oh?
But he will. As a matter of fact, he's briefing me on it tomorrow before he leaves on his vacation, in case anything happens to him.
It must be great being in on things like you are. We couriers never hear anything. We're like errand boys. Do you have anything for me?
Oh, yes. There you are. You know, 38, there's something very different about you today. I just can't figure... Oh, I know what it is. It's that striped necktie. You never wear striped neckties. You always wear solid colors. Now, I wonder why you...
Somebody slugged him. See if you can bring him to 99. I'll go see if I can catch the guy.
Right, 38. Max.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand it, Chief. Why in the world would he want to hit me?
Are you sure that's all you said to him, just that you didn't like his necktie?
That's all I said to him, Chief. I mean, after all, nobody wears a striped necktie with a plaid sport jacket. Practically nobody.
A strange thing, Chief. Agent 38 didn't say that he hit Max. He said someone else did.
38 always seems so stable to me. I can't imagine what...
Chief, I'm sorry for breaking in like this, but I've had...
Max, what are you doing?
It's me, 38, your old friend.
Now we're even, old friend. Well, I see you had the decency to change to a solid colored tie.
Max... What is it, 38? What happened?
I just escaped from chaos. They grabbed me when I was on my way to meet Max and took me to their hideout. Now, they've got a guy out there that's my double.
A double?
For you?
Perfect. It looks exactly like me. Walks like me, talks like me. I doubt if anybody will ever tell us apart.
Wait a minute, 38. Tell me, is Mrs. 38 expecting?
Not that I know of.
I think you better go home and check.
What do you think all this means, Chief?
It can only mean one thing, 99. The League of Imposters has made its first move.
The League of Imposters?
Right.
Of course, the League of Imposters. It's gotta be the League of Imposters. What else could it be but the League of Imposters? One question, Chief.
What?
What is the League of Imposters?
It's chaos, new diabolical scheme to infiltrate us, Max. For years, they've been scouring the world for exact physical duplicates of the control personnel.
Like the double for Agent 38.
That's right. And they've trained each one of them to impersonate a specific control agent perfectly. Voice, mannerisms, everything.
Oh, is that all? Well, they overlooked one little item, Chief.
What's that?
The eagle eye of Maxwell Smart.
Which eye is that, Max?
Now, look, Chief. I don't care how good an imposter is. I guarantee you that I'll see through him the minute I meet him face to face.
You met one this morning, Max.
Huh?
You met one this morning.
Oh, yes, well, that was a different thing. We weren't face-to-face, Chief. You see, I was standing kind of sideways.
Max!
This is serious, Chief. Do you think that they have a double for every agent in control?
This is Siegfried calling the imposter department. Send Johann in immediately. Please, and snap it up.
Johann, I've been waiting for you.
Sorry about that, Chief. I was just about to call you on my shoe phone.
Ah, that's wonderful. You look more like smart than smart does, and your voice is his echo. Tell me, how long did it take you to learn that voice so perfectly?
Just a few months, Siegfried.
Oh, such a genius. It took me almost 10 years to speak English so good like I do. Sit down. We discuss our plans.
We don't know who they're going to impersonate next, so none of us is safe. We can't take any chances.
All right, that's it. Stay right where you are. Nobody move.
Max!
What are you doing?
Just checking you out, mister. If you're really the chief of control, prove it.
Put it away.
I'm not putting anything away until I'm completely satisfied that you're not an imposter.
If you don't put it away in exactly 2 seconds, you're fired.
I'm completely satisfied.
I admit you're thorough, but Max, you've got to learn to relax.
I will never relax, Chief. Never relax. Not until I break that evil league of imposters and smash them like insects. Chief, you got anything that needs stamping?
No, Max.
Well, in that case, I think I'll go wash my hand. Siegfried, I think it's time to act. I've never been so ready for a project in all my life. I've completely memorized everything there is to know about Maxwell Smart.
Good. I have some new telephoto movies of him we just took. I'll run them now so you can brush up on his walk, gestures, mannerisms. Dubrovnik, roll the film.
Just a minute, Siegfried. Haven't you forgotten something?
What is that?
Where's the popcorn?
Ah, that's wonderful, Johann. You're even beginning to think like smart.
We don't know who they're going to grab next. All we can do is wait and see. A little hard on the nerves.
Well, Chief, at least you're not facing chaos alone. Max is with you all the way.
99, if you can't say anything encouraging, don't say anything at all. Oh, my ring.
Oh, it's under the desk. I'll get it.
Chief! The soap in that washroom was terrible. Look what it did to my hands.
Yes, I know. My hands are all chapped, too.
Oh. Max! Why did you hit the chief?
Stand back, 99. That isn't the chief. It's an imposter. The chief always wears a ring. This man doesn't have a ring.
Here it is, Max. It fell under the desk.
Oh, sorry about that, chief.
Oh, Max, we're getting so jumpy. If only there was some way to know who they were going to impersonate next.
Yes, well, I can tell you one thing for sure. It won't be Maxwell Smart. Because if anybody comes through that door that looks like me, I'll recognize him in a minute.
They might try, Max. They must have a lot of information about an agent as important as you.
Yes, but they don't know the little things. The 1,000 tiny details that go to make up that complicated and fascinating personality known as Agent 86.
Watch the walk now. He has a very distinctive walk.
He looks like he's suffering from a severe case of tight underwear.
Now we take our telephoto lens inside Smart's apartment. This is how he gets up in the morning.
Sure, Smart isn't already on our side. And even if someone does try to impersonate me, Chief, I've got a brand new identification mark that nobody knows about.
Good. If I have a secret way to check your ID, Max, it could save some lives.
Right. I'll show it to you, Chief. If you don't mind, 99, I'd appreciate it if you turn your head.
Max, we're control agents. We're not supposed to have secrets from one another.
If you don't turn your head, I'm not going to show it. There it is, Chief. Isn't it a beaut? I just got it yesterday.
Pretty bad bruise, Max. How did it happen?
Bridge game. I got a partner that signals a lot.
It's a great identification. A big purple bruise on your right ankle.
And this final scene is very interesting. We took it just last night. What's this?
Oh. A large purple bruise on his right ankle.
Yeah, a lovely color. That's it.
Well, thank you, Siegfried. That movie was most helpful. I now have every mannerism of Maxwell Smart down to perfection.
Good. Tomorrow we kidnap Maxwell Smart and you will take his place.
Yes, but I must be very careful to remember not to let them see my right ankle.
Why would you not let them see your right ankle?
Because I don't have a bruise on my right ankle.
Behave now.
Thirteen, are you there, 13? Which lock are you in, 13?
Here I am, 86.
Here I am, 86.
So, the old double agent with the two faces and the twin locker trick.
I'm the real 13. He's an imposter.
No, he's an imposter. He is.
Now, just a minute, gentlemen. I'll decide who the imposter is. Don't worry, Agent 13. He won't get away with this. And don't you worry either, 13. He won't get away with it either. According to my fantastic memory, it seems to me that when I had breakfast with Agent 13 this morning, he had eggs for breakfast. And he spilt some of them on his lapel. Which means that the imposter is you. Oh. Wait a minute. Come to think of it, he had cereal. I was the one who had eggs.
Put him up, 86. Up.
I know that, Max. I want to show you something. Hand me that folder, will you? Klaus, Schnell.
Will help with the impersonation. Ah, I see Mr. Smart is coming to his senses, if he has any left. Mr. Smart, meet Mr. Smart. Fantastic, isn't it?
You'll never get away with this, Siegfried. First of all, he doesn't look any more like me than you do. He's got big ears, a long nose, and a slit for a mouth.
He looks exactly like you. He even has the same beady little eyes.
Who does?
Like it or not, he is you. And no one could tell the difference.
Very well, Siegfried. He might pass in the dark. But your plan is doomed to failure because you overlooked one tiny little thing. You see, I happen to have a very distinctive and unique voice. Did you hear that, Siegfried? He has a very distinctive and unique voice. That's right. Listen to me.
Mr. Smart, you might be interested in what we are going to do, inasmuch as you are going to do it. Your chief, the real one, will reveal the secret of the supersonic warhead to our Johann here. As soon as he does, Johann will kill your chief, substitute our chief for him, and then control will be... How do you say it in your language? Ah, yes! Wie soll ein das Heckert in gespunden können?
Well, Siegfried, we'd better get going. It's 3:10 if Mr. Smart's watch is correct. Oh, if it isn't, let me know. I have a lifetime guarantee on it.
Which in your case is over with in 10 more minutes. Dubrovnik, Belenkov, get off his shoe. The other one, the one with the phone.
Okay, Siegfried, that's it. You've had it. It's one thing when you fight the United States government, but it's quite another thing entirely when you start to fool around with AT&T.
Mr. Smart, I leave you to your fate. When we close that door, this room will be hermetically sealed. Gas will be pouring in until you are out. Dead! There is no way to escape. Goodbye.
On my vacation in a few hours, so it's time to give you the formula for the new supersonic warhead. Now remember, this is top secret, even to the rest of the control personnel.
Don't worry about it, Chief. You have my word that nobody at control will hear about it from me.
Good. Well, wait a minute. Before I give you the formula for complete security, Max, I'd like to see your secret identification mark.
Always thinking, aren't you, Chief? There you are, Chief.
Fine.
Okay, now about the warhead.
99, will you excuse us?
Right, Chief.
Now, Max, listen very carefully.
Hold it, Chief. Don't say another word. This man is an imposter. His name is Johann, and he's a chaos agent. Don't listen to him, Chief. His name is Johann, and he's a chaos agent. Chief, you've got to believe me. I just escaped from a chaos cell a few minutes ago.
But I don't know who...
He's lying, Chief.
Quiet, Max. I'm talking to, Max.
I can prove who I am. 99, turn your head. Don't look.
He has the identical bruise on his ankle.
Well, it's probably just a cheap Japanese imitation.
It seems hopeless, Chief. There doesn't seem to be any way to tell them apart. They're exact doubles.
You think that's something? They've got a guy that looks so much like you, Chief, he could pass... Wait a minute. Maybe you're passing for him. Maybe you're the imposter.
No, I'm the chief, but I can't take any chances. One of you is a chaos agent, and until I find out who it is, I'll have to keep you both under guard.
I've got it. My fingerprints. He can't have my fingerprints because these are my fingers.
No, it wouldn't work. Whoever the fake Smart is, he's already had access to the fingerprint files. And there's nothing that could keep him from substituting his prints for the real ones.
What are we going to do, Chief? This could paralyze our whole organization.
There's only one answer, 99. Emergency Identification Procedure Number 6A. This evening at 6 o'clock, a board of inquiry will determine who the real Max is. On 99, you know Max better than anybody else. I want to have you on that board.
Right.
Now, until 6 o'clock, you're both prisoners.
Don cuffs. Don the hats. Sisses! You let Schmatt escape from under your noses?
Please, please, Siegfried, try to calm yourself.
I am calm. You should see me when I'm upset. But now, because of your stupidity, we have to put Plan B on C into effect.
I know what Plan B is, but Siegfried, what is Plan C?
This is Plan C!
Darling, would you please be kind enough to put Plan B into effect? Thank you, sweetheart.
1240.
And smart number two, how much did you overcharge control on last week's expense account?
$12.40.
Smart number one, what was your reason for joining control?
I wanted to fight the forces of evil and serve on the side of niceness.
Smart number two, what was your reason for joining?
I needed the money. That too.
Smart number one, have you ever kissed me?
I'm not the kind of a man to kiss and tell. Chief, he's ducking the question.
According to the rules, that's his answer.
Smart number two, have you ever kissed me?
Don't you remember?
I'll never forget.
Yes, I kissed you.
Smart number two, in what cities does Control have secret headquarters?
Washington, New York, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Phoenix. And we had one in Las Vegas, but we lost it.
Smart number one, when you went to England on the Martin case, what was the cover you used?
I posed as the Prime Minister.
Posed as the Prime Minister?
Well, I didn't say it was a successful cover.
Smart number one, last week, what did you tell me in the strictest confidence about the chief?
Chief, that's not fair. Would you answer a question like that?
Yes, I would.
Well, go ahead and answer it.
Smart number one, answer the question.
Well, I said that you are an inconsiderate Simon Legree who bullies his employees and has no conception of how this organization ought to be run. Remember, I'm only quoting. And the answer to that is agents 42, 57, 35, 14, and 2.
That concludes the questioning. Your decisions, please. Here. Smart number one, step forward, please.
Well, you took your own sweet time about it, but I'm glad to see that you finally come to the right decision.
The panel has decided that you are the Chaos Imposter, and since this calls for emergency action, you will be shot right now.
Chief?
Yes, it's just my shoulder.
Chief, are you all right?
Yes, it's just his shoulder.
Oh, Max.
I certainly hope I shot the right one of me.